You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to help you plan that unbelievable travel experience. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Welcome one, welcome all to Monday Football Monday here on the SB Nation NFL Show, the show where we normally talk about all of the Sunday action the day before. We do not have that today, but we will have it every single Monday Football Monday from here on out because this is week one. A reminder before we get started that this show is brought to you by DraftKings. DraftKings Sportsbook is an official sports betting partner of the NFL. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app today and use code SBNFL. That's SB1NFL. For a special offer when you sign up, that's code SBNFL, only at DraftKings Sportsbook. This is Monday Football Monday, more specifically, of course, but this is the SB Nation NFL show. You can listen to us talk about the NFL all week long. Make sure you subscribe wherever you get your podcasts, Apple devices, Spotify. Leave a rating, write a review. Those things make us happy. You can also watch us live on the SB Nation NFL YouTube channel, the SB Nation NFL Twitter page, or the SB Nation NFL Facebook page. I'm going to be straight up with you. My name is RJ Ochoa from SB Nation's Blog and the Boys. We're getting this. This is a little bit of turbulence in the air. It took us a little bit of while to get off the ground as far as this episode of Monday Football Monday is concerned. There's no Pete Sweeney. Rachelle Privet has been silenced by the internet gremlins, but here to save the day from SB Nation's Buffalo Rumblings, one of my favorite SB Nation communities, the one, the only, the handsome, the debonair. He can juggle, he can run a lap. He can run a mile in 4 seconds flat, I've been told. Jay Spence, the king, joins us now on Monday Football Monday. Jay Spence, is it true that you can run the fastest mile that any human being has ever attempted in the history of all mankind? I'm waiting for Jay Spence. I don't know what's going on with our internet issues, by the way. I'm just going to wait. I'm going to wait till Jay Spence is on the screen, make sure everything's all good. Like I said, it's taken us a while to get this episode put together. There he is. I think he's coming in right now. Jay Spence, welcome. I don't know what happened there. I was fighting like crazy to get you on.
It's all right. Yeah, it's all right, man. And as far as that mile, I don't know. I don't think so. If it was, man, I think the Bills might have a job for me. But instead, I'm talking to you.
You know what? They can't take you away from your current job. Because if they did, we wouldn't be graced with all of the fantastic coverage that you provide for this team. One of my favorite teams. In fact, I have picked the Buffalo Bills to represent the AFC in the Super Bowl. I'm the only person who believes in the Bills this offseason.
Yeah. You know what? It's weird. It's so weird. There's such an overabundance of support this year. Normally, like, all Bills fans we're so angry. Nobody loves us. We don't get any love from the national media. Now it's like, okay, everybody loves us. Like, okay, keep Buffalo a secret. I think now that's what everyone is saying.
So we have a lot to get into. Certainly is it references Thursday night's opener between the Bills and the Rams. Also want to talk about an incredible thing you're doing and shine some light on a very, very special project that I know is near and dear to you. But I do have a lot of questions about the Bills, and I've kind of gone through it with the Bills myself. My first one, though, is about the attention. I said recently here on the NFL show, I'm for the last, I don't know, 5-6 years, every year there's like this Vogue team. The Jaguars are going to be a playoff team. The Browns are going to be a playoff team. The Browns are terrible and despicable now. But, you know, there was that energy once upon a time. That really happened with the Bills. Like, that really happened where they were this, like, kind of cute underdog, fun story. I kind of fall for the teams with rich historical culture. The fact that I cover the Cowboys also allows me to love the Bills sort of freely, given, obviously, history. It's, again, apologies, but it's just a necessary thing anyway. But they did that, and they not only kind of broke through, but they stayed. That the Bills have staying power, that is so rare. Like, we've always seen these kind of like flash in the pan, one and done type moments. The 17 Jaguars in the title game, or the Browns when they beat the Steelers in the playoffs, we'll see if they get back. But you get what I'm saying? Like, the Bills arrived, and you said it, like, Buffalo's this kind of secret. Everyone's aware of Josh Allen. Everyone's aware of the coin toss and the mafia and the tables and all. Kyle Brandt is like the biggest Bills lover in the world. Like, what is it like to go from, I don't want to say NFL obscurity, but from one of, you know, back of the room to now center stage of the dance floor.
Man, it's both fun and scary at the same time. Like, it's fun because, you know, like your entire life, you're the kid that's in, you know, like you're the kid that's in the corner at the dance while nobody's paying attention to you. And now you're winning prom king. So it's, you know, it's like, it's the opposite extreme, but I tell you what, it's a ride that I think everybody in Bills Mafia is ready for. Because, you know, you figure you go 17 years without making the playoffs. You go like two decades before you have a quarterback again, like a Jim Kelly caliber. And now you have this guy, Josh Allen, who's consistently going to be good enough to be considered an MVP candidate. At this point, playoffs isn't even the bar anymore. It's like now we know we're going to make the playoffs, where it was 17 years, man. Like, We didn't even make the playoffs for 17 years. So, as far as like being front and center, it's a new position for us. And I think some of us have to learn how to maintain our fandom with it, you know, but it's absolutely a ride that I think all of us are looking forward to taking.
I will say not every fandom handles like the crown of prom king well. I would put the Chiefs up there. We saw how they kind of reacted last season when the beginning was a little bit rough. You go from, like, you know, nobody liking us to everyone showering us with attention to, like, how can you not have us number one in your power rankings type of vitriol?
Right.
Who would you say is second as far as responsibility or credit is concerned? Because I would posit Sean McDermott. I think he's probably the most, like, underrated head coach relative to how impactful he is as far as his team. Like, there are other underrated head coaches, don't get me wrong, but, like, he makes them so elite. And I feel like he is a Josh. If you have Josh Allen, you have everything. Like, everything falls into place there. But Sean McDermott, I feel like I've, as a Cowboys fan, long admired him in Philadelphia and the tree he came from in Jim Johnson. And I feel like Sean McDermott is part of establishing the culture that makes players want to go there. I mean, obviously it's Josh Allen, but it's Sean McDermott that makes Stephon Diggs, you know, allow the trade. I mean, who wants to go to, I remember when T.O. signed with Buffalo, I thought that was at the time, like, so, like, man, that's the Siberia of the NFL type thing. Yeah. But, you know, Stephon Diggs, Von Miller chooses to go to Buffalo this offseason. I mean, the bell of the ball, the Buffalo Bills are.
Yeah, and that's the thing, because it was just maybe not even – we had Josh Allen, and people still were like, I'm not going to Buffalo. So, you know, it took you know, it took a couple of years of Josh in the league. It took a trade for Stephon Diggs and some winning for people to now have this attitude that Buffalo is a place to be. But no, you're absolutely right, man. Sean McDermott, I think – and I don't think you can separate Sean McDermott and Brandon Bean when it comes to this, because the culture that they bring in, the type of guys that they recruit or the type of guys that they bring in for these positions, they just have these guys that have this family sense of pride. You know, they want to be a part of the team, and not just a part of the team, but they care about each other on and off the field. Every single player I get a chance to interview for my show will always tell me that they love being in Buffalo because of Sean McDermott caring. He's like a father figure, and it's not fake. You know, it's not something that you just see on TV when he's in the presser. It's something that, you know, these guys will tell you when they go through certain things. Sean McDermott is one of the guys that they can, you know, they depend on hearing from. They know that they're going to hear from. And then again, even in the building, they allow these guys to be themselves, you know, and it's a motto of the team that they want these guys to be the best version of themselves. Come to Buffalo and be the best version of yourself. That's how, you know, that's like one of our little pitches. And I tell you what, every guy that comes in statistically on and off the field and relate how, whatever area you want to look at it, since these guys have been in Buffalo, it's been true. Guys have gone on now, you know, but it doesn't mean that things have gone bad. It's just like, look at Cole Beasley. He had his two best seasons of his career in Buffalo. He's moved on fine, you know, some things with COVID or whatever, the issues there, whatever. But he had two of his best seasons of his career in Buffalo. Smoke Brown, same thing. So, yeah, you come to Buffalo, be the best version of yourself. Coach McDermott, yeah, that guy's, he's the man.
You bring up Cole. I remember when he left, obviously left the Cowboys. He talked about initially the facilities in Buffalo, and he was like, they're world class, and that was a big reason for my decision. And a lot of people, like, just dunked on him, like, dude, you're leaving the Cowboys, you know, like the star, like whatever. But that has aged rather well. And I remember early on, and he didn't say this with any kind of slight, but you know how fans can be. He said that Josh Allen was one of the greatest athletes he's ever played with. And a lot of people, like, whoa, you throw in shade at Dak, whatever, you know, like the way those things kind of tend to turn. But, like, Cole's assessment of the Bills really aged really well. I mean, so kudos to him in that sense. My last question on this topic, You mentioned the word family. I feel like, and this is just an outsider's perspective, I don't think every team embraces team history and team culture the way that Bills do. And I think that streak goes both ways. Like it's the current team, obviously, but it's also your franchise greats wanting to be a part of it. Some teams have these acrimonious relationships. I look at the Lions with Calvin Johnson, even Barry Sanders. It's not, you know, it's not what fans would want it to be, but I feel like Jim Kelly and Thurman Thomas and you know, everybody's like a part of the deal. Like it all feels very collegey in that sense, which the Bills Mafia kind of has that vibe as a whole.
Yeah, I think it's a gift and a curse, though. You know, it's one of those things where, you know, like I mentioned earlier, you had a franchise that hadn't been good for two decades and, you know, no playoffs, no good quarterback play. So what ended up happening is, you know, we idolized the guys that were last successful. And, you know, so now it didn't matter what was going on. We're going to talk about the 90s Bills. You know, it didn't matter. Mm-hmm. And that's cool because that was the success that we had. And those guys are so gracious. I love every single one of those guys. And they're there for the new team. They're, you know, they offer all support. But now it's getting to the point where, like you mentioned at the top of the segment, where, hey, now the Bills are no longer a secret. You know, now we're at the front and center. So now every interview I do, it's rare. Like, this is actually the first question about the 90s team that I've gotten in a while, because now there's so much to talk about today's team. Like, you got Josh. You want to talk about Trey White. He's out on injured reserve. So what is the defense going to look like? Jordan Poyer's contract situation. Tremaine Edmonds is on his fifth year. Is he going to be extended next year? Are they going to give him a new contract? What about Von Miller on the defense now? The defensive line is beefed up. The offensive line, you know, like, there's so many storylines to talk about. And that was never the case. It was always, okay, yeah, pretty good defense, bad quarterback. That's Buffalo. And now it's something to talk about, man. So it's a great feeling. It's unbelievable as a Bills fan. It's unbelievable.
Wow. The JP Lossman disrespect. But anyway, okay. So let's move forward to this season. Let's move forward to this season. You kind of touched on it, but I have to start here. What constitutes a failure or success, however you want to take that? Because like you said, Bills are not a secret. This is no longer, you know, we snuck into the playoffs. Hey, we're building towards the future. No, like, you're established. You're here. You're one of the contenders, if not the contender in the AFC. Everybody's picking the Bills to represent the AFC in the Super Bowl, as mentioned by my pick. So what is a success? What is a failure? Are those two things tied together? What are your thoughts?
The Bills organization, I think, have been very clear about their goals. They want a Super Bowl. I don't think it's Super Bowl or bust. I don't think, like, it's one of those things, like, if you don't win a Super Bowl, your team, the season was a complete failure. I do think that there are good things that can happen. We can see Josh Allen take a step forward as far as his growth. I know the last time we saw him, it looked like he was the perfect quarterback, but you know, mm-hmm. when you look at last season, he still had an issue with some turnovers. He still had some issues early on with some decision-making. So let's see if we can kind of pull that together. If we can see a step forward for him, that's growth. And that's what we want to look for. We do want to see that defensive line improve against the run. So there are certain things that we're looking for overall as a season, but from the perspective of the Bills fans, man, this is the year. Like, honestly, this is the year, man, because when you look at it, we've never had a roster this deep, top to bottom, including the 90s rosters that made mm-hmm. it to the Super Bowl 4 years in a row. Like, yeah, you have your Hall of Famer, so it's tough to say, like, it was. But when you just look at the talent, 1-53, it was not this deep. And as a Bills fan, it's like, hey, if we don't go out and really kick some butt this season, it's going to be a tough pill to swallow. Really, really tough pill to swallow.
I mean, that makes sense. And I mean, I think you have to. I know it's hard to say that, but I think you have to say it's Super Bowl or bust. I mean, you have one of the two best quarterbacks in the NFL. You can make an argument, you know, number one on a lot of days. You have one of the three best receivers in the NFL. You have one of the best defensive minds running that defense. You have one of the best defensive mercenaries on that team now. You have, you know, one of the best corners in the NFL when healthy. I mean, one of the best safeties in the NFL in Jordan. But like, there's all these things, and I feel like the Bills have done a great job of handling adversity, both positive and negative. And I'll be straight up with you. Last year, after the Monday night loss, I was a little bit out. I did not like the reaction post game. That felt like, you know, we've been wearing the crown and it's going to our heads type of energy coming from the Bills players. But to their credit, they responded, they rebounded. I also did not like the energy, and this is really more the Mafia. I won't put this on you, but I have hated this perception that the Bills were robbed, that like, you know, that they were 13 seconds away, whatever, this and that. And like the coin toss just like screwed them. Like the, oh no, if not for the coin, like, no, like the Bills had every chance to win that game. Like I feel like they haven't, some Bills fans haven't owned up to that as much as I would like to see personally. But speaking of personally, it does seem like, no offense to the mafia, the most important people involved here have taken that personal. I don't know how well you follow the NBA. I used to live in San Antonio, and this Bills team reminds me, I said this last week, of the 2014 Spurs, who had lost in seven games the year before to the Heat. Ray Allen ruined my life, whatever. but the Spurs showed up that year in 2014, whatever, fall 2013, and it was like, day one, the goal was to get to the finals and dismantle the Heat. Like there was no other reason to show up that year except for that. And I do kind of feel like all that energy exists in the Bills ether right now. Like the whole goal is to show up and vanquish that 13 seconds. What, like that 13 seconds is kind of arbitrary and represents whatever problem may arise, but it's to completely and totally leave no doubt that 13 seconds will never happen again the way they did with those Spurs. Does that make sense?
Yeah, no, it makes absolute, like, that's a great comparison. It's one of those things where to that comparison, I actually compared them to the Bulls the year that the Bulls overtook the Pistons. It was like, you know, the Pistons kind of were just the tough guys for those years, and, you know, Jordan just couldn't punch through. And then, you know, they said, you know what, Jordan went and got his body right. He went and lifted weights. And he's like, you know, I don't care about the other games of the season. It's the Detroit Pistons. And to your point, it's the same thing. Yeah. With the Spurs and that Heat season, they came back and they're like, no, we're getting back to the finals. And this is the Heat. We're about to knock these boys out. And so the Bills, I think, whether you want to look at it like it's the Chiefs or if it's just necessarily overall the goal of the Super Bowl, I think it's at the point where the Buffalo Bills, now they're looking at a goal. And it's not that they're looking past people. It's just that they're so laser focused on what the goal is. It's kind of like they're trying their hardest to look through them. And I mean that in a way of saying, like, we're trying to grow. We want to go through you. We're not trying to go around you. We're not trying to hide. But we really want to go through all. We want to show everybody that we should be the team that you're betting on. We should be the team because we're that good. And not cocky good, but we're confident that we're that good. We got the quarterback. We got the defense. Let's do it.
I love what you said about going through you. Again, I don't mean to just like bring up everything I've ever said before in my life, but something I say often is the 2015 Cowboys built their team as if they could go pick up right where Dez caught it. Like they could literally go pick up right there and just you know, continue the sequence and get to the NFC title game. You can't. You've got to climb the mountain all over again. And it does seem like the Bills completely and totally understand that, to your point. So outside of the obviouses, like, you know, injuries, things like that, What would be the undoing of the Bills this season? Because we all are expecting fireworks. We're all expecting a huge offense. We're expecting the defense to be even better. And all that kind of comes to a head on Thursday night. You know, obviously, my team played the reigning Super Bowl champions last year, and it was a great showing for Dallas, and a lot of people were impressed. But what would be the what's the butterfly effect moment that this happens and the thread is pulled and the season falls out from under the Bills?
To be honest with you, I think only injury. Honestly, now obviously there's always a chance that another team has like a Cinderella moment. You know, you could have a quarterback that finally takes. So you could have a Justin Herbert take another step forward and become the guy. You know, you could have Joe Burrow get a taste of a Super Bowl last year and say, you know what, let's take this and go forward and really make this team dominant or whatever. You know, but.
Or like some, or maybe like the Dolphins experiment works.
It could absolutely work because Tariq Hill can take a 15-yard slant into a 75-yard touchdown. We've seen it, so you know we can see a lot of different scenarios. But the way I see it, like I said, as a Bills fan, I have all the confidence in the world in the team and Josh Allen and what we're doing. Honestly, without injury, I don't see any reason for me to be afraid of the season not going pretty well.
So on the subject of injury, I can't remember a season opener that had this much like weirdness. Like there's the Stafford injury that the Rams are just like pretending doesn't exist, right? Like his arm might fall off on Thursday night. We have no idea. No clue. And there's the Tre'Davious White thing. What's the status on that? Like when is he expected back? Like, you know, like what, like because I, you know, the Bills are the Bills, but every time people talk about them, it's Josh Allen, Von Miller, Stephon Diggs. Like, Trey is kind of flying under the radar, which helps obviously when you have these kind of scarier storylines percolate.
Yeah, I mean, it doesn't help when you bring it up because now people have attention to it. But you're right. No, he's actually good. They put him on IR. He's expected back, I think, week six, around, you know, so.
Okay.
And that's good. He does look good, and that he was at a point where he wanted, they were trying to put some pressure on the doctors, like, come on, man, I'm ready. And the doctors just weren't really at the point to do so. You know, we lost him at the Thanksgiving game last year, so I just think it would have been a little early. So coming back October, I feel a whole lot better seeing him suit up then than anytime in September.
And I mean, you know, the season isn't won for the Bills in September. So, exactly. Yeah, no real pressure there.
Vacations can be tricky. You already know how to book flights and hotels, but now the only thing you're missing is, you know, the actual travel experience. Because is it really a vacation if you're just sitting around like you would at home? You need a tool to get the most out of your time away. That's where Viator steps in. You can book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected. And 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Listen, I'm 24 and I still live at home. Like, what? For sure. Are you kidding me? My man and I, we attempted to move out.
Yeah, that'll be $1,600 for a studio apartment, not including groceries, not including...
Last fall, the National Association of Realtors released data showing that housing affordability had fallen to its lowest point since the 1980s for reasons of economy, American.
There just aren't a lot of home sales going on. And there's really kind of a standoff right now between buyers and sellers.
That standoff leads to another kind of standoff.
It was always fun being 40-something years old and having to live with your parents again. And I know it's all my fault.
Sir, I don't know your life, but on Today Explained, a two-part series on how it might not be your fault. Our housing reality bites and the American dream is in your childhood bedroom. Series sponsored by Mint Mobile. Today Explained, in your feed every weekday.
And I'll tell my mom, Mom, I'm going to the bathroom, I'll be back. If I'm not out in like 3 minutes, dog, she's like knocking on the door going, everything okay in there? Yeah, Mom, everything's cool, dog.
How are you going to feel Thursday night if the Bills lose? Because there's, you know, to put myself in that situation again, because this show is all about me. You know, the Cowboys went into that. I don't know how well you remember, but I think to refresh everybody, Dak had been injured the year before. So there was, and he had also had the shoulder issue in camp last year. And then the Cowboys were on Hard Knocks. So everybody had that question. Dak came out and was amazing, exceptional, and really kind of silenced all those questions. And so even though the Cowboys lost, it was a really positive sort of feeling as far as the overall season was concerned. I don't think the Bills are in that place. I don't think there's any kind of loss that I could feel good about with them because I do expect so much from them.
You know, that's a great question. So I've been actually giving Bills fans a message of caution to obviously ride your emotions. Ride them high. You know, like, this season is supposed to be fun. The expectation is that the Buffalo Bills are going to win the division. The expectation is to make it to the Super Bowl and to win it. So with that expectation, enjoy it. However, understand that it's a long season and it's a week-to-week year. We've seen Tom Brady teams go 2-4 in the first 6 weeks and win the Super Bowl at the end of the year. We've seen teams like the Cincinnati Bengals last season sneak into the playoffs with a 9-8 record. We've seen, so, and I'm not, the Buffalo Bills won't be 9-8, but if they lose week one, is what I'm saying, the season is not over. We are not a horrible team because we lost to the defending Super Bowl champions. Those guys tend to be pretty good too. They have somebody over there named Aaron Donald, who I think is the best player in the NFL. So, you know, if we lose, it might be a little bit disheartening for the fan base, but you know what? Like I said, it's a long season. We added another game. We're at 17 games now. I don't think we're going undefeated. We got to lose somewhere. So I think LA is definitely one of those teams that are good enough to be one of the teams that can beat the Buffalo Bills. But I do expect us to win. I do.
So I'm be straight up with you, Jay Spence. I love the Bills. Like, I really do. This year, my cousin and I, we do a connected franchise on Madden every year. It's a big thing in our, you know, relationship. And I generally always have rocked with the Bills. But now, you know, like, I did it before. It was cool, just for the record. So I am super team Bills. But to paint a bit of a negative picture, we'll have you back on at some point to kind of check in. But say they lose, right? Like, you said, it's certainly very possible. And then, by the way, I had not totally realized, got to wait all the way till Monday night in week two. That is a long little stretch, you know, from the season opener till then. But the Titans, everybody remembers the Monday night game, you know, against the Titans. What if there is this 0-2 start? What would the panic level be? I mean, because it's not impossible. Again, like, just to explore all possibilities here. If there is this 0-2 start, and even looking at the first 6 weeks, I don't doubt the Bills by any measure. But I think they'll crush Miami, especially if they start off 0-2. I think that, you know, we go back to taking things personal. But then Baltimore and then Pittsburgh, I'm not at all afraid of. But then Kansas City, like, these are, you know, I could see 3-4 losses. Like, I could see a path to that happening. Yeah. I wouldn't bet on it, but it's certainly possible.
Absolutely. You have some good teams there. You have the Chiefs team that we just talked about being the team that we need to beat. Like, those are our, you know, that is the Pistons for the Bills this year, you know, mm-hmm. to their Bulls. So no, the Chiefs are absolutely a team that can absolutely beat us. Look, the Ravens, I think, are going to win that division. So, again, good team. The level of panic amongst the fan base would be unbearable for me. It would be absolutely unbearable for me. But again, like I said, I realize, you know, it's a long season. I know the type of players that we have. I know how hungry they are. I've been around certain members of the team, and this is the first year that I ever remember. It feels different with the conversation, the way they talk, the things that they talk about, how they train. They're laser focused, and you know what? Every year or two, I feel like the better every year the team gets a little bit better, and it's like, oh yep, now we're playoff caliber, okay, championship caliber, okay. And it's like the way they're talking, and now it's like, no, we're not afraid to say the word. Like, now you have mm-hmm. Jordan Poyer doing interviews saying, no, you know, we want to be Super Bowl caliber. We're not saying it like we're cocky. And he actually said in an interview, we're not looking past people. We just really want to, we want to manifest our dreams. And the best way to do it is to speak those things. And we're going to speak it. Like, we want a Super Bowl. So I just think now, you know, I need the Bills fans to have the same confidence as the guys that's going out on the field.
I think that, like, I think everybody would say, I would love to win the Super Bowl and not have to worry, you know, the entire way, you know, whatever. But, like, it would be more satisfactory if you did try to manifest it, if you did try to will it into existence, if you dealt with the lows that come with it, like the natural kind of rise and fall of being a sports fan. So I respect that completely, entirely. I have one more silly one before my most important one. The red helmet thing. I would love to see it. What is the pulse of Bills fans? Do they want to see the red helmets come back? The one that Josh, by the way, kind of mean of Josh Allen to tease Bills fans, knowing
very
that
mean,
it was fake.
Very mean. He's a big jokester, though. So I think Bills fans are kind of used to it now. He always kind of has some type of joke that he's teasing somebody with. But yeah, right. I would love to see it. I think the pulse around the fan base, it's actually kind of split. A lot of people love the nostalgia of the 90s. So for them to the success again to bring back the look would feel nostalgic. But there's a lot of people that's like, no, this is a new era. We got a new team, a new captain. Let's do this. And now we love the white face masks that they threw on the white. It used to be gray.
Oh, they're sick.
So yeah. So now people are like,
the gray ones were so dumb.
So now they're like, leave it alone. Like, we're perfect. Leave it alone. So I'm for it either way. I just love it. In Madden, I always play with like the red helmet with the red jersey and the white pants. And it just looks, it looks amazing. So I would love to see it, but however they do, I don't care what they play in, man. Just go out and I can't wait for Thursday.
I mean, look, I promise I'm not sucking up. There's not a bad Bills uniform. Like, I love the uniform combinations. I love all the obviously really strong, prominent, you know, bold colors. Mm-hmm. It's hard to mess that up. The red helmet's not my favorite. I did not like the blue face mask.
Yeah,
you know, like, you go red helmet, the white, I'm totally with you. But the blue was a little bit weird. I don't think anybody, back to the gray thing, no white helmet looks good with a gray face mask. I don't know why any team does. Like the Colts have done that before. Why? It's just all it does is dull the helmet.
But it's like, why? Where did it come from either? Like there was like no, it wasn't a prominent color in our color scheme. Just was like out of nowhere. Okay, let's try gray. No, let's not do gray.
Yeah.
Let's
not. That's a good point. Even the like, the Niners is how the face mask is gray. Like, remember when it was red? Yeah. Like, it used to be so much cooler. Like, personalization. Exactly. Totally agree. Well said. Okay, Jay Spence, tell us. I want to let you kind of set the stage for the fundraiser you're working on. Fundraiser is doesn't even, do it justice. Please tell us about the great work that you're doing.
Yeah. Well, thank you for allowing me to use your platform to do this. But so my aunt Pearl Young, she was one of the victims in the shooting earlier this year at Tops on Jefferson and Buffalo, and back in May, where someone came into the store and targeted 10 black people to just an act of violence, senseless violence. So what I'm doing, she loved music. And I think one of the best ways to honor her is to sing and to enjoy music. So we're going to have a karaoke party the 16th of September this month in Buffalo. So it's the weekend prior to the home opener with the Tennessee Titans. If you are in Buffalo, please join us. You can get your tickets at Eventbrite. Just look up Bills Mafia Karaoke, or you can find me on Twitter at JSpenceTheKing, and you can find the tickets there for the karaoke party or the raffle. The raffle, we have a ton of things given away. Every single dime that we're going to make on this, we're going to give to the Good Samaritan Church as a scholarship in honor of my Aunt Pearl. So that's the church that she was a member of, and she ran a pantry for about 25 years of her life. So I just look to, really be a blessing to that community, because they've been a blessing to me. And so many people they've been a blessing to. So if you don't think you can make it, you can absolutely still make a donation. You can go on the website for the event, and there's a spot there just for a donation. Every penny goes directly to the church, and I appreciate you so, so much. And RJ, thank you for letting me do that. I appreciate it.
No, of course, man. It goes without saying, all of our condolences here to you and your family. A very senseless act that the entire country and entire world obviously saw the story unfold of the tragedy. And I think what you're doing using your platform is really great, using your stature and position that you've been given and you've earned through coverage of the Bills and just being yourself. I think is really noble and awesome is not the right word, obviously, for this context, but I think what you're doing is just a really, really beautiful and wonderful thing. So we're very happy to support you in that sense. So it's $2 per raffle ticket. So everybody has all the information. You can get 6 tickets for $10. Please correct me if I'm wrong here. They can Venmo you specifically at Jay Spence the King. And I don't Cash App, so I don't know if you have to put the dollar sign or if that's like an. Yeah. I don't.
It's like
that. I don't do that myself. Right. Okay. So you do $ I am Jay Spence. And these are the prizes you have listed on the flyer, at least. You get a Bills fan pack, which would be awesome, especially for me, this closet Bills fan, a wine basket, beer basket, 2 bottles of champagne, a Sunday dinner for 4, a photo shoot, $300 voucher towards any inflatable rental. So you kind of keep the party going in that sense. Signed Buffalo Bills jerseys, Stevie Johnson, Steve Tasker, Micah Hyde, Jordan Poyer, who you were shouting at, and Gabe Davis, the not so fantasy secret of the world. They could be a special guest on Code of Conduct with you. This is all like, I think people should donate, assuming they can, they have the financial means to do so no matter what. But this is a lot of great stuff that you're giving away. And it's very clear and obvious how much hard work and dedication you've put into honoring your aunt.
Yeah, yeah. And like you said, it's going to be a great time. It's going to be a very, very good time. And we might have some special guests showing up. So I can't say too much because I don't want to get people in trouble. But
sure,
trust me, if you're in Buffalo and you want to show, you want to show up, because stuff like this doesn't happen too often before football games. I'll just say it like that.
Well, I predict that the Bills will be 1-0 at that time. So the vibes will be good. The energy will be good. And you said it's the weekend before. Look, everybody wants to watch the Sunday action, do it. But still, you get to have the weekend before and celebrate the great life of your aunt. And, then Monday, enjoy the home opener. Like, just a good weekend with people you enjoy, people you love. And raising a glass to people who we all knew and loved. So Jay Spence, thank you so much. for your time and for your energy and your efforts and for the great work that you're doing. And can't wait to check in with you later on down the road this season.
Absolutely. And thank you and your team. Amazing time. Thank you so much. Hey, good luck this season to your Cowboys. I know you're a closet Bills fan, but good luck. I got a friend that's a Cowboys fan, and I make fun of him often. But for the sake of this, I'll say good luck this year.
You know what, Jay Spence? I'll say this right now, decree. If and when the Bills win the Super Bowl, I pick the Vikings to beat them in the Super Bowl. I'm getting a little bit of heat for that. But I would love to be wrong. But if it happens, I'll buy a Bills jersey. I need an excuse to do it at this point. You know what I mean? The blue is just beautiful. I never wear anything else. The blue jersey is wonderful.
I tell you what, if the Bills make it, and let's just say it's the Vikings, if the Vikings do win, I'll still buy you a jersey because it's unbelievable to me that the Bills would lose to the Vikings. It is. I got the Bills meeting the Saints in the championship this year.
You're one of these people that's high on the Saints. Yeah. I don't know what this is. It's a weird thing.
But see, well, you know what? I've been high on them prior to, I guess, this new wave of it, which is cool because it makes me feel and look right. But no, I think Jameis Winston is a very, very much improved quarterback. And I think, you know, people still have that in their mind. They still think he's the 30 for 30 guy. But if you look at the season he was having prior to the ACL tear, he was one of the top quarterbacks in the league. Touchdown interception ratio was amazing. He had that offense buzzing. They have a good defense. Still have Alvin Kamara. They have some good weapons. They signed Jarvis Landry as a secondary receiver behind Michael Thomas. They got some weapons. So just check them out.
The receiver core, Chris Olave now part of that mix. Mm-hmm. I mean, but see, like, that's kind of my Vikings take, like what you just said. Like, I think Kirk Cousins, people think he's the meme guy. He's the, you know, Kirk Cousins dude. He's one of the most efficient quarterbacks in the NFL. He has arguably the best receiver in the NFL in Justin Jefferson. He has maybe the best number two mm-hmm. in Adam Thielen. He has Dalvin Cook. They added Za'Darius Smith. I think that was one of the more kind of, it's not Von Miller, but you know what I mean? Like, that's a pretty, I will say the Saints maybe have a more winnable division with Brady kind of falling apart, or the Bucks falling mm-hmm. apart at least. You know, Aaron Rodgers still exists, and I hate him with all my heart and soul, but you know, it is what it is. But you know, we'll see. I would love to see the Saints happen, because if the Saints get to the Super Bowl against the Bills, I'm taking whatever I don't care how much the Bills are favored.
I'm putting my house on it, man. All of it. All of it.
Jay Spence on Twitter at Jay Spence the King. Thanks so much for hanging out, yes, man. Sir. We'll see you later on down the
Thank
road.
Thank you. Take care.
So gonna try to bring in Rachelle now. I don't know how this is gonna work internet wise. If it wasn't obvious at the beginning of this episode, our internet connection and relationship was a bit spotty. So Rachelle, if you can try to join, if not, we'll get ready to say goodbye to everybody. Let's see if it works.
Okay. Can you hear me?
I can hear you, but that was never the problem in the pre-production meeting. Can you hear me?
I can hear you, but it's just broken up really bad.
Okay. So do you have any thoughts before we try to test this out more?
Is this my thoughts on the upcoming week one?
On the Bills, the Rams, whatever you want. The floor is yours before the internet ruins this episode.
I mean, that's definitely, like, if we look at our document or whatever, I didn't put that in, but I think the Bills Rams is definitely going to be one of the most exciting week one games we have. You guys already talked on it, just the fact that reigning Super Bowl champs, and then you have a team that's definitely, like, projected to win it all this year. So I think that's going to be really exciting to see. But I also put down, I'm excited to see the Chiefs Cardinals game, and I'm also excited to see the 49ers Bears games. Everybody already knows I'm excited for Eagles, Ravens, because, you know, those are my teams for sure. But outside of those teams, I think, like, the Chiefs Cardinals game is going to be interesting to see. One, this will be Patrick Mahomes, like, first game, well, regular season game without Tyreek Hill. So seeing how that new offense is going to look. And also for Kyler Murray, like, without DeAndre Hopkins, the fact that this will be Hollywood Brown's, like, debut as the wide receiver for that team. So that's going to be some things to look out for. And then with the 49ers at the Bears, just two young quarterbacks who are trying to cement themselves as, like, elite quarterbacks. That's going to be an interesting showdown as well. So what about you?
Yeah. So I'm interested to see the Trey Lance thing. I know Stats is very anxious about that. I'm with you. The Chiefs-Cardinals game is going to be all about, like, who is the bigger fraud? Like, are the Chiefs actually going to be this fraud without Tyreek Hill, or are the Cardinals just frauds because they're frauds now? Games I'm looking forward to outside of Thursday, and we'll, of course, preview all of them this Friday on the new version of the Look Ahead with myself, Stats, and BLG. Bucks Cowboys, how could I not? You know, I mean, now the Cowboys signed Jason Peters right before we started recording this. So I don't think he'll play, but very excited about that. I'm excited to see the Steelers in Cincinnati. I don't know that I kind of think the Bengals are this a little bit of a paper tiger. I hate to make the easy pun. But like I do kind of feel like Mike Tomlin's ready to go in there and be like, remember who you are, you know, like remember who you are, you know, this like Mufasa talking to Simba through the clouds. You know what I mean? Like, remember who you are. You are the little brother. I know we stumbled a lot last year, but we're back. I just don't really buy the Bengals, but I'd like to see them be proven wrong. I'm interested to see the Jaguars in Washington against the Commanders. Will Carson Wentz fold? Will the Commanders be a disaster? What will Trevor Lawrence look like? What will Doug Peterson look like? There is a lot of intrigue to me surrounding that game. I'm also anxious to see the Packers in Minnesota. I am clearly a believer in the Vikings this year, as I talked about with Jay Spence. I picked them to win the Super Bowl. I picked Kirk Cousins to win MVP. I am all the way in on the Vikings. Finally, interested in seeing the Raiders in LA against the Chargers. Obviously everybody remembers the Week 18 game last year. Who's going to like really announce themselves? Cause like the winner of that game is going to be the AFC West darling. And whoever loses that week next or that game next Monday, we're going to be like, well, they're already behind in the AFC West race. They already lost one of these games, blah, blah, blah. Yep. Either way, I'm super pumped that the NFL is back. We had a great weekend of college football, had a great game Sunday night between LSU and Florida State. I mean, it was awesome. Great, positive energy. Football's back. We even made it through. People don't know, Ray Show. We almost didn't do this episode. It was very difficult to get this done. So I want to take away your responsibility for awarding the MF Double MVP, and I'm going to hand it to you, Ray Show, because you made sure this episode happened. Rachelle Prevett, the Monday Football Monday most valuable player here today as we start week one. So congratulations, Rachelle. What do you have to say for yourself?
I'm just happy we made it through. It was a long time coming. It was very frustrating this morning, but we pushed through and we got it done. So cheers to us.
We did. And once again, cheers to Jay Spence from Buffalo Rumblings joining us. If you can, listeners, please make sure to go support the fundraiser that he is doing. Very, very noble work that Jay Spence is a part of there. If you have any questions or, you know, about how you can support or anything like that, he is on Twitter at Jay Spence the King, or you can tweet at me or DM me. My DMs are open at RG Ochoa. Or Rachelle. Rachelle's on Twitter. Rachelle Prevett, right? Rachelle? Or no, Rachelle Monique. I always get confused. I mean, because I never like address you as Rachelle Monique. Maybe I should start doing that. So if you have any questions, please tag us in them and we would be happy to point you in the right direction. Yeah. So Rachelle, we're going to close out with you giving us a fun fact. It can be anything about the world, about food, about animals. Give us a fun fact, something that everyone's going to listen to and go, wow, that's interesting. The floor is yours.
A fun fact about me. I always use this one. Okay. I got my name from my parents. So Rachelle is a combination of Raymond and Michelle. People always are curious. They're always like, oh, it's Rachel, or, you know, like, I butcher my name, but that's a fun fact.
That is very cool. I mean, because like, I bet you've probably gotten Rachel a lot, like in your life, like people probably mispronounce it all the time. Yeah. To be very clear, I have never assumed it was pronounced Rachel. Yeah. I always knew it was Rachel. Wow. Look at that.
Yeah.
Look at that is a fun fact, Rachel.
It is a fun fact. I always use it.
Yeah. Wow. Okay. All right. I was thinking more of like an animal related thing. Like, I don't know, like elephants sleep for 6 months at a time or something. I don't know, like whatever it was.
I'm not the person. I have no idea.
Well, great job, Rachelle. Great job, Jay Spence. Great job, loyal listeners, for making it through another week here on Monday Football Monday. Oh, and this, by the way, kicks off our new schedule here on the SB Nation NFL show. So Wednesday is the brand new show, obviously, where Stats is going to bring, I don't want to say who it's going to be, but Stats has a phenomenal interview lined up on Wednesday afternoon, right? So that's our Wednesday show. And then Fridays, obviously, we got the look ahead. We're ready to roll. Rachel, are you ready for football season?
I'm ready. I'm so ready.
Okay. All right. Well, look at this. Our internet worked out. Okay. Let's just leave before it all falls apart. Thanks so much for listening, everybody. We'll see you next Monday with 16 games. No, not 16. 14 games to talk about, because we got Thursday night and then we'll have Monday night. So 14 games to talk about next week on Monday Football Monday.